Welcome to this episode of the Medical Affairs Professional Society podcast series, Elevate. I'm your host, Garth Sundam, Communications Director at MAPS. And today we're speaking with Amit Lalwani, Omnichannel Lead and Executive Committee Member of the Medical Affairs Professionals of Australasia and member of the core planning team for the MAPA MAPS Medical Affairs Summit in Sydney, Australia, November 8 through 10. Which you should all go to if you're in the neighborhood. So Amit, what caught my eye about the digital plenary at the MAPA MAPS Summit is we've been chatting a lot lately about AI, Gen AI, all sorts of digital tools, digital analytics, predictive analytics. But the plenary states that AI and digital transformation is a catalyst of cross-functional collaboration. So why is digital a catalyst for medical affairs cross-functional collaboration?
Yeah, thank you. So firstly, thank you, Garrett, for having me. It's really great to be here today and to talk to you about this really, really important topic about digital. You know, whether it's digital transformation, omnichannel transformation in medical affairs, and really what's the hesitancy in employing and applying these transformation technologies within medical affairs. Okay. So now, you know, if I can start by saying, you know, the traditional model of medical affairs that we know, it's characterized by face-to-face interactions, paper-based processes, and you know, to a certain extent, it's siloed operations. Now this model is no longer sufficient to meet the demands of today's fast-paced, you know, data-driven healthcare landscape that we have, right? And so as the complexity of the medical science and the need for personalized care continue to grow, healthcare professionals and even patients, you know, they're seeking for more efficient, convenient, and engaging ways to access and share information. And so one of the sort of tools that, you know, healthcare professionals and patients alike, you know, go to seek for this information is, you know, mainly, you know, like AI models. Like, you know, if I can give an example, such as ChatGPT, like you can simply ask a question and it's going to give you a response. So I guess what I'm trying to say over here is, you know, there is a high demand for all these things. So what's the hesitancy in medical affairs?
Amit, before we get to the hesitancy, I want to go back to the silos. And so, you know, yes, we see that demand for digital. Everybody's excited about, again, you know, big data analytics, the power of real world evidence. Even some of the chat body things, ChatGPT and whatnot. But can't we still use those in our nice little silo? Why is it a catalyst for cross-functional collaboration?
I think, look, it's a great question. So I guess I understand a little bit where the hesitancy comes from, right? Okay. It's because, you know, med affairs, you know, the information that we disseminate to our clinicians, to healthcare professionals, and you know, to patients as well, they need to be absolutely credible and up-to-date information. Right. And sometimes when you use tools such as ChatGPT, you may not always have the credible and the right information. So there is a very big risk in not using it, which is completely understandable. There are many other, I think, but if you can appreciate the technology, right, it's the artificial intelligence technology that can really make things easier for you. Mm-hmm. And really, it's about, you know, when you talk about AI and digital, it really, you can't fit AI and digital in one function. It really sits pretty much in every function.
Sure.
It sits in medical affairs, it sits in marketing, in commercial. In fact, it sits above all these functions. And really, that's where the term catalyst comes, because it is one of those things that can really bring all these functions together and help in cross collaboration. So I guess the future is really bright, but to make it bright, people need to understand what the power is and use it with caution as well.
Yeah, interesting. So I hear that as part of the hesitancy. Here's another way to ask this. Does omni-channel require omni-departments? Meaning, can you implement omni-channel just within medical, or does it need to be implemented across the organization? And then is that a catalyst for cross-functional collaboration?
Yeah, look, it's a really great question. So, look, it really depends on, the mindset of, the leader mindset and the organization mindset as well. Because at the end of the day, applying omnichannel strategies, digital strategies, you can do it to a certain extent if you don't have a dedicated digital team, omnichannel team, because a lot of information is available pretty much everywhere. And it's one of those hot topics that people love to talk about. And I'm hoping, when people come for the Map on Maps summit, they will talk a lot about that. And that's what we really want people to really engage in these kind of topics. So, going back to, can organizations still do it without a team? I would say yes, because it really depends what, you as a person and what mindset. If you have a transformative mindset, a digital mindset, you can do really anything.
Is there a risk to medical affairs in implementing digital tools that are shared with other functions? And what I'm imagining is that do we end up as the little sibling in some cases in that way? Is our silo protective in some way?
I think look, it's a good question. So in terms of if there is a risk, look, I would say, in full transparency, there's risk in everything, really, with every function, I would say, right? It's not just medical affairs. Use of digital technologies, such as AI, can be risky to a certain extent. And that's really because of the information that can come out of it. Right. So, but if you can use artificial intelligence to perhaps enhance your current strategy or current process of data dissemination, so you kind of, you in a way you are eliminating or minimizing that risk, because you're not completely dependent on a machine or completely on AI to give that data or that information out to your clinicians and to patients. But it's really, there is always a human there to go through everything that's coming out of that and to really cross-check everything before it really goes out to the wider world.
Okay, yeah. So we have the promise of digital tools as a catalyst of cross-functional collaboration. We have hesitancy coming from, one direction, the direction of accuracy. Another direction that sometimes it's hard to step outside of the silo. And I'm wondering if there is also hesitancy in adopting promising digital tools just from the change management of it. Is it hard to do things? You mentioned face to face and on paper. Is it hard to shift habits from face to face and on paper to digital tools?
Yeah, look, in your opening statement, you said, is it hard to get out of your silos? I think, if I could reframe that sentence, I would probably say, is it hard to get out of your comfort zone? Because, working in silos, it's kind of become one of those comfort zones for a lot of the folks within medical affairs. And that's I guess understandable because that's what's been happening from decades, I believe. Obviously, I've been in the industry for a very short amount of time, and being in the industry for such short amount of time, I can already see,
Right.
that there are, these silo operations happening. So I think, really, to overcome that, we need to have a change in the mindset. I'm going back to my first point. It really comes down from what the mindset is. It's about being a bit open-minded. It's because where medical affairs really is headed now is in the next few years. It's going to change the, pretty much the paradigm of medical affairs, how medical affairs operate. And so we really got to keep up with that race and keep up with the pace and really upskill ourselves in these digital and AI tools. And so really from a change management and operations point of view, there are many resources and many tools available. And I'm hoping, when folks from different pharma organizations come to our MAPAMAP summit, they can perhaps hear what's been happening in the digital world in the context of medical affairs. And really what I want people to really have those conversations, come and talk to us. There are so many different things we could, over a cup of coffee, over a beer or whatever, we can always have great conversations because it is such a big topic and you can't do it alone. We need a collaborative effort over here to really uplift ourselves in this digital world, and make and show that great value that we as medical affairs people can bring out to the healthcare community.
Well, Amit, this is why we need people like you. We've for decades and decades, we've had the clinical and scientific expertise, and now we're being infused with digital innovators. And I think sometimes it's the perspective from beyond the function that is going to drive some of this change and drive some of this innovation. Well, it's nice we've been chatting about collaboration and working across silos. And it does strike me that these meetings are a great opportunity for that. So tell us about the plenary. I know you mentioned that you've got interesting people with different perspectives, and I would love to hear just a little bit about what folks can expect before we sign off here today.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I'd love to, tell you a bit about our plenary. So the title of the plenary is "Expanding the Horizons with Digital Innovations in Medical Affairs." So really, this fits quite well with our summit theme, which is really expanding the horizons in medical affairs, and really. One way to expand your horizons is really by these digital innovations that we see in we've been seeing in the past couple of months really. And to your point, Garrett, you mentioned about digital innovators, and I think we need a lot of that as well because this is really those innovators that can drive this digital sort of thinking across folks within medical affairs. To give you an idea who will be participating in the plenary, so we've got a wide diverse quite a diverse panel. So we've got an individual from the marketing function. We've got someone from the commercial team, and we've got someone from the learning and development department, and we've also got one panelist from the IT department. And really,
Interesting.
the reason and the rationale of having such a diverse panel is to really get these insights about what's been happening in the digital realm in your worlds, in your functions. Okay. And this is really, I'm hoping to incept some thoughts within our medical affairs community. Like, hey guys, there is a lot of digital innovation, a lot of digital great things happening in the marketing and the commercial. Can we perhaps do the same in medical affairs? So that's the aim of the plenary.
Neat.
And I, yeah.
Well, I wish I could be there. Anyone who's in the neighborhood should go. That really is a cross-functional, collaborating, silo-breaking approach to that digital panel. All right, so let's leave it there for today. Amit, thanks for joining us. We hope to see all of you at the MAPA MAPS Medical Affairs Summit in Sydney, November 8 through 10. MAPS members, don't forget to subscribe. And we hope you enjoyed this episode of the Medical Affairs Professional Society podcast series, Elevate.